In every way, I've shown you that by hard work of that sort, we must help the weak. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Often when I talk to people who are really trying to live out their lives right, they're trying to be good men, they're trying to be good women who are working in the world, they often say, well, I've got to do a lot of work because I love my kids, because I love my wife, I love my husband, so that we're able to build the life that we need to live, to be able to make sure that we set ourselves up right so that I can set aside something for my kids' tuition for college, so that I can be able to set aside something for my grandchildren so that they have something to inherit in that way. And all these things are good. We should do that. That's exactly the kind of life that we should live. But at the same time, St. Paul lived his life as a workman. In fact, he didn't ever rely, even though it was his right to have those who he was ministering unto give him a way of support. That's definitely the way that things should be. But he lived out his life in such a way that he could work with his own hands by building tents. He was a tent maker. And by that hard work, day in and day out, slaving in that way, in addition to his preaching of the gospel, he was able to supply everything that was necessary for his ministry, for himself, and have something extra left over for those who were weak. He lived that out as an example. And so too, that's what each one of us has to examine ourselves. Yes, it's good that we set aside something for our family members. Yes, it's good that we set aside those for those whom we love. But we have to make sure that we set aside something for those who are weak, those who are indigent, those who can't take care of themselves or won't take care of themselves. One of the great messages of the gospel is that we don't judge those, but we judge their actions, but we don't judge them. And we make providence provide for those who don't provide for themselves or can't provide for themselves or won't provide for themselves. Those are the ones who are weak. And we have to make sure that we're doing that. Otherwise, we're not living the gospel. If we're just giving to those who are sometime going to be able to give back to us, providing for those who are some way going to be able to invite us over to their houses and provide for them, if we're doing it for friendship's sake, those are all good things. But Jesus says to do so for the weak, for those who can't repay us anyway, for those who are totally reliant upon providence. He doesn't ask us to judge whether they're worthy of it or not. He says, give because they're weak. Give because they have need. And in doing so, that's how we give greatest glory to God our Father. St. Paul's speaking here not out of the youth of his ministry, but he's speaking it to those who he's never going to see again. Those, he's at his end. He's getting ready to go off to be exiled to Rome and finally have his head severed from his body. The beautiful place of Tre Fontani, where that happened in Rome. He's saying this as a final charge, saying, if you do this, then you're going to be totally living out the gospel which I proclaimed in Christ. And so it is for us. What ways are we just storing up things for those who can repay us, or those who we love, or those who are close to us? God asks us to provide for those who are weak. And it's for the weak that God has given us strength. And that's what we'll be judged on in the end. Not in what we did for those who are close to us, but in those who we accepted only in the name of Christ. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.